Good morning and welcome to the Alpha Brief Morning Rundown, where we take you beyond the headlines without the hype. I'm your host, and it's Thursday, April 16th, 2026. We've got a really interesting market story developing today. Feels like we're seeing a collective sigh of relief across global markets.
Thanks. Yeah, you nailed it with that description. Today's really about markets getting their mojo back after what's been a pretty nerve-wracking 6 weeks. We're seeing this beautiful convergence of easing geopolitical tensions, stellar corporate earnings, and economic data that's actually holding up better than expected. The big theme is that investors are remembering fundamentals matter, and right now those fundamentals are looking pretty solid.
So let's dive into the main story. Global stocks rallying back to new highs. Walk us through what's been happening over these past 6 weeks and why we're suddenly bouncing back so dramatically.
It's been quite the round trip. 6 weeks ago, markets went into risk-off mode when Middle East tensions escalated dramatically. We saw money flooding into traditional safe havens. The dollar surged, oil prices spiked, and equities took a beating. But here's what changed. We're now hearing credible reports about potential U.S.-Iran peace talks, and that's been the catalyst for unwinding all those defensive positions. The MSCI All Country Index, that's your global stock benchmark, surged Thursday, with major Asian markets actually hitting record highs. The dollar's giving back those safe haven gains, and oil prices have retreated below some critical psychological levels.
You mentioned oil prices retreating. What levels are we talking about and why does that matter so much?
Great question. Brent crude is sitting around $96 a barrel, West Texas Intermediate around $92. The magic number everyone's watching is $100 for Brent. That's the psychological threshold where inflation concerns really start to accelerate and central banks get nervous. Staying below that level is huge because it means we're not adding fuel to the inflation fire that's already been challenging. As those Iran-Israel negotiations progress, we're seeing that pressure valve release a bit.
And I'm seeing here that earnings have been absolutely crushing it. Over 80% of companies beating expectations. That seems exceptional.
It really is. We're seeing over 80% of U.S. companies reporting first quarter earnings beat analyst expectations. That's a remarkably high beat rate. Major banks came out strong, tech firms are delivering, and what's interesting is these aren't just narrow beats. We're seeing meaningful upside surprises. This tells us that despite all the geopolitical noise and inflation worries, corporate America is executing. Companies have managed their costs well, they're maintaining pricing power, and demand is holding up.
Now, one thing that caught my eye is China's GDP growth. 5% seems solid, especially given everything going on. How significant is that?
That's a really important data point. China's Q1 GDP came in at 5.0%, which beat forecasts of 4.8% and actually hit the top of their annual target range of 4.5% to 5%. What makes this impressive is that it happened despite elevated global energy costs from the Middle East situation. China's been dealing with higher input costs, yet they're still delivering growth. This matters globally because China's often the canary in the coal mine for global economic health. If they're growing at the top end of expectations, it suggests the global economy has more resilience than the doom and gloom headlines would have you believe.
Let's shift to Europe, because it sounds like they're in a more complicated position. The earnings picture there seems less rosy.
Europe's story is more nuanced, for sure. European blue-chip earnings are projected to grow about 4.2% in Q1, which sounds decent on the surface. But here's the thing. That growth is really concentrated in energy companies, which are expected to see profits surge 24% year-over-year thanks to elevated crude prices. Strip out energy, and the picture's much less impressive. What's concerning European investors is less about Q1 results and more about the trajectory for the rest of the year.
What are those specific concerns? What's keeping European investors up at night?
Three big things. First, supply chain disruptions from the Middle East conflict. Even though direct European exposure to that region is in the low single digits, the indirect effects ripple through global supply chains. Second, higher inflation is sticky. those elevated energy costs eventually work their way through the entire economy. And third, there's talk that the ECB might need to hike rates by 50 basis points twice if inflation doesn't moderate. That would be a meaningful headwind for growth. We're already seeing this hit consumer-facing businesses. Luxury brands like LVMH and Kering reported Q1 sales took a hit from the conflict, which makes sense. When people feel uncertain, they pull back on discretionary spending.
Interesting that some European companies are responding with buybacks. Is that a sign of confidence or maybe trying to put a floor under their stock prices?
Probably a bit of both, honestly. When management initiates buybacks, they're signaling they believe their stock is undervalued. But let's be real. Some of this is also about providing support during a turbulent period. If you're a CFO and your stock's gotten hammered over the past 6 weeks despite solid fundamentals, buybacks are a way to return cash to shareholders and potentially stabilize the share price. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but I'd want to see those buybacks accompanied by genuine business momentum, not just financial engineering.
Now let's talk about TSMC, because these numbers are just staggering. A 58% profit surge. What's driving that kind of growth?
TSMC is really riding the AI wave right now. Their Q1 net profit hit $18.2 billion, which beat expectations and represents a record high for the company. The simple story is that artificial intelligence processors require cutting-edge semiconductor manufacturing, and TSMC is essentially the only game in town for the most advanced chips. When you've got customers like NVIDIA, which is basically printing money selling AI chips, and Apple with their advanced processors, you're in a pretty enviable position. The demand for AI computing power seems almost insatiable right now.
Is there any concern that this is a bubble? A 58% year-over-year increase feels hard to sustain.
That's the multi-billion-dollar question, isn't it? Look, there's definitely froth in some AI valuations across the market, but TSMC's situation is a bit different because they're not speculating on AI applications. They're the picks and shovels play. Regardless of which AI company wins or loses, they all need advanced chips, and those chips need to be manufactured somewhere. TSMC has massive technological moats, incredible capital intensity that makes competition difficult, and they're diversified across multiple customers and applications. That said, growth rates like this don't last forever. The question is whether AI demand has legs for another few years, and right now it certainly seems like enterprise adoption is still in early innings.
So pulling all this together, what's the big picture takeaway for investors listening this morning?
I think the takeaway is that markets are resilient and adaptable. We just watched a 6-week downturn get completely reversed because the fundamental picture, strong earnings, decent economic growth, easing geopolitical tensions, ultimately matters more than short-term volatility. That doesn't mean smooth sailing ahead. Europe faces real challenges, energy prices could spike again if Middle East talks fall apart, and we're not out of the woods on inflation. But when you see corporate earnings beating expectations at this rate, when you see China growing at the top of its range, when you see TSMC posting record results from structural AI demand, those are real, tangible positives. The key is staying focused on fundamentals rather than getting whipsawed by every headline.
That's really helpful context. Any sectors or areas investors should be watching particularly closely in the coming weeks?
Keep your eye on energy, both the prices themselves and how energy companies guide for the rest of the year. Watch earnings calls for any signs that cost pressures are accelerating or that demand is softening. And honestly, watch the Middle East peace talk developments closely. If those negotiations progress, we could see further unwinding of risk premiums. If they collapse, we could see volatility return quickly. The good news is that corporate balance sheets are generally healthy, so companies have some cushion to navigate uncertainty.
Fantastic insights as always. Thanks so much for breaking all this down for us. And to our listeners, remember to visit alphabrief.ai throughout the day for real-time analysis as headlines break. Markets don't wait, and neither do we. That's it for today's Alpha Brief Morning Rundown. We'll see you tomorrow morning with another batch of stories from the markets. Have a great Thursday, everyone.